Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this morning, always informative. And this morning, I think it's going to be a lot of fun because we have cutouts and action figures here and Spock ears and a Superman shirt. All kinds of good things this morning from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. And two guests that are both at the Howell Branch. Is the Howell Branch able to open this morning with you two here, or is it going to be delayed a little bit?
Oh,
I'm
just
worried.
Barely.
It'll manage. They will manage.
They'll
to
hold it down
by.
Without us.
Yeah. Okay.
It'll be okay.
Because usually I don't get somebody from both, and I thought I was worried about the Howell Branch. Lee Criscolo is here this morning, the Adult Services Department Head at Howell, and Sarah Smethurst here, the Youth Services Librarian and Teen Specialist. And welcome back, you two.
Thank
good
you,
to be
Ted.
Here.
It's great to be here.
Great to be for people that don't know, and a lot of things go on. The Howell Branch is in Stafford, and a very busy library, a very active. Lots of things always going on at Howell.
That's very true. It's very busy.
So it is good to have you here, and we need to jump into this right away. I am assuming that everything you brought, Lee, is because of the CurlCon convention.
Well, now that you bring it up, Ted.
Well, not many people wear Spock ears when they come in.
Yes,
it looks good.
Thank you. Yes, I did bring my Spock. I couldn't decide what cosplay to go with today, so I went with superhero. I've got my Superman shirt and the pointed ears, which I meant to be Vulcan, although the way they kind of stick out from the head, they look maybe more some kind of an elf.
Yeah,
so maybe
a
superhero
bit of a
Vulcan
here.
Elf, Yoda.
Oh, yeah, now that you say that, it does.
They're not sitting up quite high enough.
Yeah, they're not quite. It's either Vulcan, mutant Vulcan, or elf. I'm not really sure.
If you'd wore a green jacket, a light green jacket, you could have been part elf, taking the jacket off with the Superman, and then, there's different things you could have done.
I have many things I could have done, but I just settled on this, and I was a little worried because I thought we would all be wearing the big radio headphones like you've got on
that
would interfere with my ears.
No.
But no, my ears can hear freely.
Yeah, no, I'm here to help you out and to help pull this off.
Thank you.
You also have brought cutouts and action figures, and you have come. You get an A for coming prepared.
Oh, that's it. I'm done for the day.
Yes.
I'm gonna go home now and take my A and be happy.
Sarah did not participate in show and tell today.
I did not. We're lucky that I'm not wearing pajamas at this time in the morning.
Well, good to have you. It's good to have you here.
I am the teen specialist, as you said.
That's
so
true.
I'm used to the afternoon and evening hours.
Be on the teen hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, CurlCon is a big
I
remember when it first came along, and it has just grown and grown and grown.
10 years ago. This is the 10th one.
This is our 10th
right?
annual, and if anybody does not know, CurlCon is our comic book convention in the library, hence the cosplay and the action figures, which are Spock and Uhura from the Mirror Mirror episode, which both Sarah and Ted failed that question.
We failed that miserably.
That's okay.
We're not the target audience.
And we've got our baby Yoda here. I brought my Red Sea Sharks Tintin book that I'm reading.
So, I didn't see that.
Red Sea Sharks Tintin.
I remember Tintin. I read Tintin when I was little.
Yeah, I didn't.
I did not read Tintin. I don't know anything about Tintin.
You want to borrow this one?
Let me look at it.
A movie has been made. Yeah, I didn't discover Tintin until my daughters discovered Tintin, and they turned me on to it. Anyway, so CurlCon, this year our 10th annual, is going to be Saturday, May 18th, 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Howell Branch. Cosplay is encouraged. There will be vendors. There will be a cosplay contest. There will be free comic books and graphic novels given away. We have 750 comic books at least to give away for free. We'll have prizes, artwork, an Aikido demonstration, all kinds of things going on.
Yep. Face painting, crafts.
Crafts, yep.
General tomfoolery. I mean, it really takes over the entire branch. So unfortunately, if you're looking for a quiet place to study, Saturday, May 18th at the library is not going to be the time.
That would not be the kind.
Yeah, it completely transforms into this like huge celebration of all things fandom. So we'll have superheroes walking around, and we'll have anime and manga characters walking around, and yeah, it'll be a good time.
I've seen pictures in the past from this on the library's Facebook page, and people do. They dress up and they dress up quite elaborately.
Yes, they do.
Not that you didn't, Lee.
Mine is very, very basic. You know, clearly very basic. But some people do get very elaborate and very detailed.
Our cosplay contest is really quite competitive.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is very competitive.
To do something like this, for the Howell Branch to do something like this, I guess probably involves just about everybody has to get involved to pull something like this off.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people from a lot of branches. We spend a lot of time kind of planning it and trying to split it into smaller, more manageable chunks, of course. But yeah, lots of people have to work around CurlCon. Almost everybody touches CurlCon in some way, I think.
That sounds unsanitary.
It kind of does. This is the other thing about this is, I mean, people will go all over the region, and you know, will travel through many states to go to these kinds of
yes,
conventions.
Yes, and they will pay money for that, and ours is free.
Yeah.
That is true.
Free.
I mean,
nearby.
It can cost you starting at several $100s. Up to many zeros after that to go to a comic book convention. So ours, you know, isn't multiple days and maybe isn't the Comic-Con, but ours is
the
definitely
CurlCon.
Free.
It
is the only CurlCon. Yes.
Yes.
I had never heard of these until you started doing them, and it was one of these shows that I guess it would have been 10 years ago that we did it, and they really are popular. And I guess if you want to get your kids involved, or even just as an adult, if you're involved in this kind of thing,
all ages are more than welcome. And the people get into the manga, the anime, the sci-fi, fantasy, science fiction is sci-fi.
Yep,
just all that sort of thing is welcome. And we also have events going on like in the run up to CurlCon. So this year we have something new, which is a comedy show. We're having a CurlCon comedy show the week Saturday before CurlCon, so that'd be May 11th.
Okay.
Also at the Howell Branch from 2 to 3, family friendly. And we've got several comedians from around the area coming in to do fandom related humor.
Are the props that you brought, Lee, are they yours, or did you borrow them? Are either one of you really a comic book convention kind of person?
I'm a bit of a Trekkie. These are my actual Kirk, Spock and Uhura, and I have a Kirk and a Sulu on my mantelpiece at home. I had to glue Sulu's leg back on the other day. But yes, these are my actual guys. Baby Yoda is sort of half mine. He's sort of half borrowed. And half belongs to me and half belongs to the library. He spends a lot of time on my desk at the library.
That is a good thing for a librarian to have, though.
Well, so, of course.
It's such a conversation piece.
Well, until recently, he's been hanging out with the tax forms just to liven up that table a little bit.
I think
make it a little less painful for everyone.
I mean, I think Yoda sort of is livening up this show in some way. Sort of,
yes,
look, you know,
true.
we could do a, or Baby Yoda. We could, I mean, who doesn't like Baby Yoda?
Everybody likes Baby Yoda. And if I was actually a real fandom person, I could tell you what its real name is, because it's not
Grogu.
Actually Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Grogu, thank you.
Grogu.
Something
yeah,
like
you're
that.
Right.
But he's darn
but
cute.
But who calls him that? It's Baby Yoda.
It's Baby Yoda. Yeah, no, it ruined it when they
finally named him.
Yes.
I was like, no.
No, nobody liked that.
We all know who he really is.
Yeah.
He's cute. But yeah, I do like to dress up. I went as Miss Frizzle last year. I had a little Liz, the lizard she has, was sitting on my shoulder the whole time, and had to pass Liz around a lot to small children, so that was really fun.
Oh, I can see that. I could see you doing that.
Yeah, Miss Frizzle was exciting.
You made a great
Miss Frizzle.
I did.
Are you
going to
do that again this year?
Not this year. I thought about doing the original Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, like when they wrote the original comic. She was a librarian by day and then like Batgirl by night.
Ooh.
So I thought about doing Batgirl, but I didn't know about like the sparkly purple jumpsuit if I really wanted to commit to that bit. So I think I'm going as Evie from The Mummy, the Brandon Fraser movie. She's also a librarian. Trying to do some librarian cosplay this year.
You guys have a lot of fun with this.
We do.
We have a lot of fun with it. We might as well.
Right. It's
That's why it's there. It's there to have fun.
I'm surprised that I knew nothing about Tintin.
I'm surprised.
As I have looked through this, I know. I need to do some exploration of this, because when you showed this to me, it was, you know, as if you were showing me something in another language. So
that is my own personal copy. So I think it was translated.
It's originally printed in something like that.
Belgium.
I can check.
Yeah. We're librarians. We could look that up for you.
Yeah, we'll look it up.
But not right now.
But yeah, it's the adventures of this boy and his dog. And I think they made a movie.
They did.
Kind of based on the series a few years ago.
Totally based on it, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I never thought of that. Whenever I do have questions, I mean, you guys are the ones to ask.
Yeah.
When you have somebody from the library in, you could all, I like that.
If you go to the website and go all the way down to the bottom, there's a little button that says, ask us.
Yeah.
And we're on the other end of that. Anytime the library is open,
real life
we will answer
people.
Even strange, unrelated questions. Sometimes those are the best questions that you get.
It'll be interesting to see what we get now. Now that you said that on the air.
Now, you mentioned, Sarah, you mentioned that during CurlCon, that it's, I mean, it's a happening place.
It is.
It's still, when I go, and I was told years ago that there's no such thing anymore as a library voice. And I noticed, when I go in, I still think, you know, to be quiet. But I noticed that, you know, libraries are just, you know, all kinds of conversations and activities are going on, which is good. Yeah. But I still haven't gotten used to that.
Well, try coming in during CurlCon. That will probably cure you of your library
yes.
voice.
There's no library voices during CurlCon. Again, it's May 18th.
Yes, May 18th at the Howell Branch from 12 to 4.
And you said then the week ahead of it, you've got some
Yeah, we
some
have
comics.
Several things going. We have the comedy show, May 11th. Comic Art Day is at the Salem Church Branch, also on May 11th. So for that, you've got to pick one.
Okay.
They'll have like workshops and local artists for people who are into, you know, doing kind of comic book type artwork. We have astronomical cosplay, which is they will teach you how to make like, you know, items for your cosplay costume things using Idea Space equipment from the sewing machine to the 3D printer. And that will be at Idea Space on May 4th.
That's hosted by a local cosplayer. I believe Astra Void is her name. And she's often one of our judges as well. I know she was one of our judges for the cosplay contest last year. So she really knows her stuff. She's some elaborate costumes, I'll tell you what.
So again, May 18th, Howell Branch.
And for more information, go to our website, librarypoint.org/CurlCon, CRRL, little hyphen thingy, CON, CurlCon.
You've got your own little, this is a big deal.
We got our own page, man.
It's a big deal. Lee Criscolo and Sarah Smethurst from the Howell Branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this morning. More coming up, much more to talk about on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We are already having a lot of fun today. The Central Rappahannock Regional Library and the Howell Branch. You two are great ambassadors for the Howell Branch.
Thank you.
It's a great place.
Yeah.
It is.
If I need to go to get a book, even though I live in Spotsylvania, I think I might want to go to the Howell Branch, just because you've got cutouts and you've got all kinds of action figures and things
really
going on.
You're really into the toys, aren't you?
I am. Nobody ever does this.
He's very pleased that she actually brought props.
Yes, yes. Sarah Smethurst is here. Lee Criscolo. Lee, I knew I was going to mispronounce that at some point.
You've been doing so well on my name so many times.
Lee Criscolo. Now I've after knowing and we,
you had it.
I did.
Criscolo.
Criscolo. Yeah. Yes.
Just pretend the U is not.
I know, and that's I didn't take it out, and we went through that the last time. They are here from the Howell Branch this morning. Librarypoint.org is the website for the library. I can't believe that it's almost summer reading time.
Oof.
Ooh, yes, it is.
It sure is. It's coming like a freight train.
And summer reading actually starts May 1st, well before the actual summer. May 1st? Right?
Yeah, I think for the
May
adults.
May 1st to 15th.
Officially, it's May 15th to August 15th.
I think you can sign up May 1st.
But yeah, you can start signing up May 1st.
Okay. This is a big deal. This is a big deal, obviously, for kids and library. You always have to talk about summer slide and everything. Yeah. But it's really important to not just put everything aside.
True. And this is for adults as well. It's for all ages. You can read whatever you want. You can read to your children, any format. If you like ebooks, if you like listening to your books, audiobooks, you know, whatever you keep track, you get points. You can earn prizes.
Yep. If you're a kid, you get to earn these little like brag tags for each of your milestones, and you can keep them on a keychain. And sometimes I still see kids come into the library with their like keychains of the tags they earned in summer readings past. So yeah, we dish out a lot of prizes.
Well, Sarah, you especially as a youth services in a teen person, it's so easy just to want to. Kids aren't they don't want they in the summer of saying I don't want to do this, but. It really sets you up to be able to go into the fall and just to continue on.
Yeah, summer slide is, like you said, quite a problem. And it tends to happen every year. I mean, it's nice that in the U.S. we get this summer vacation and we get these months off. But when you sort of step out of that academic setting and, you know, if the kids aren't reading during the summer, then they lose some of those skills that they learned in their last few months of school. And so then when school starts in the fall, they're behind where they were at the end of last year. And there's been lots and lots of studies that show that summer reading programs are very effective in keeping kids from sort of sliding down that slide and backwards in terms of their education.
And you can make summer reading fun and have them have your kids read
fun. It's not supposed to be painful. It is supposed to be fun. So, yeah, I mean, for some parents, sometimes they feel, oh, my kid has to read something important or an academic book or a classic or something like that. At the library, we just want you to read anything, really anything
reading
that you pick
anything
up.
Anything is good.
Yeah, graphic novels, if you want to listen to audiobooks, that counts. That's all reading, and it all helps with that summer slide.
And audiobooks are good just because, I mean, you know, you can gain a vocabulary sometimes.
That's true.
By hearing words.
Yes, and sometimes, you know, if you know, you pronounce a word strangely because you've only read it and you've never heard it.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of times people, like kids with a high vocabulary, they'll pronounce something like the way it looks on the paper to them. So, you know, listening to audiobooks, listening to adults reading to them is a good way to, you know, learn the actual pronunciation.
That was a big problem I had as a kid because I read a lot, which is no shocker. I ended up becoming a librarian. But many, many times I would pronounce a word completely wrong and my mom would just be like, what? Like, what word are you trying to say? Turquoise, I remember.
Turquoise.
That was one that was hard instead of tourniquet.
Oh, yeah.
Alcohol. I could never really get all the L's right, which was fine because I was a child. But, yeah, that happens. So audiobooks are good for that.
I never thought that. That really is a good way to, to do that. And I know by getting adults involved, too, is good. So adults have things to read.
Oh, yeah, it's fun for the adults. Adults love doing summer reading, and it's good also for the modeling for their children.
That's what I was going to say. It's one thing to say, you need to read. I'm going out, you know, I'm going to go outside and do fun things. You read. But kids can see that reading, as I can remember, by my grandparents or my grandmother and my mom would always be reading, and it was a good
role model. To be a chore. I mean, it is enjoyable, especially when you can read whatever you want to. It's not like assigned reading from school. You pick up whatever book you want as an adult or as a child, and just enjoy it. And if you don't like that book, you know, pitch it and try another one.
I just know when my kids were smaller, it was just they had such fun. It was always, like you say, Sarah, to get the prizes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's a great sense of satisfaction that comes with handing out those like 2,000 point keychains, and it's like, you did it, you finished the whole program. That's always fun.
They're very proud.
It's fun
too.
For me. I'm always very proud. Yeah.
So we talk about big things with the library. Summer reading that you see kids going for those kinds of things and talking about it, and it really is a big time.
Yeah, and we bring in like different shows and things. I think we have Virginia Wildlife Center coming back this year.
Oh, there's always fun.
I love Virginia Wildlife Center. I tried to let them, when they came last year, they brought a possum who has since passed.
Aww.
Which was sad.
Are you sure? You know, with possums, it's hard to tell.
Maybe she's pretending.
Yes.
Apparently, possums
sure?
only live like 2 to 3 years.
Oh, wow.
They're very short-lived animals, which is sad. I tried to get him to let me pet the possum, and he would not let me do it. So kudos to him for doing his job well, but I wanted to snuggle that possum so bad.
They're so cute.
It was really cute.
We can go downtown and do that. There's a
yes,
store downtown.
Yes, have possibilities. I love possibilities.
They don't always let you pet their possum either.
Yeah,
it depends on the possum
that's there
and its mood that day.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah, sure.
So it's fun that the library, I mean, you're always doing adventurous and fun things, but especially around summer reading. There always are things going on.
Yes, and in addition to getting prizes and points and badges and things for reading, there are activity badges, at least for the adults. I don't know if there are other for
children. Yes, there are lots of activity badges for teens and children.
So those can be doing something like reading a book from a certain book list or whatever, but they can also be things like visiting a local park, checking out the bird resource that we have on the library. Mm-hmm. And there's an app you can download. It's called the Merlin app, which will identify birds for you. So you can be walking around, and it'll listen for birds, and it'll tell you what bird is currently chirping at you. And then you can, you know, read up about that bird on the app or whatever. So there's lots of different things you can do besides just reading to earn those activity badges.
Yeah, we use a site called Beanstack, or a vendor called Beanstack, mm-hmm. To track all of these summer reading points. And so one of the things we've realized that you can do with that program is these activity badges. So essentially it gives you prompts or challenges of things to do. And we have, like, the badge has a theme, and then there's a bunch of different activities that you could do for that badge. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's something you do where you go somewhere, like to a library branch, or you check out a certain book, or maybe it's something you read, like read a book from three different countries and things like that. So the activity badges are pretty fun. I've been surprised by how many people tend to accrue lots and lots of points. Come raffle time, they have a ton of points because mm-hmm. they've done all mm-hmm. these activity mm-hmm. badges, sort of like challenges all summer. Yeah. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Make a memory, and you can learn some things, too. And
yeah,
you,
why not?
Your kids Absolutely. Will learn things, and they don't even realize.
It's accidental. It's great.
Accidental learning.
That they're learning. And you guys have fun doing it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like the activity badges, we have to make them up. Like, library staff, like, decide what's going to be in the challenges. So that's really fun.
That is fun. Yeah, we get to do, like, new ones every year.
So you can start signing up May 1st.
Yes.
And then it starts, you said, May 15th?
May 15th to August 15th. Those are the official dates.
I guess you changed, because I can remember always June 1st was when it started, but then schools changed their schedules.
That's why it's changed in recent years, is because we're trying to line it up with the schools more. Definitely.
I see you're holding the at your library. So you actually, if you brought that in yourself, you did bring a. Oh, you didn't?
Oh, no, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
So you both brought.
This is my prop. I actually walk around 100% of the time with an At Your Library
she
magazine.
She always has that
just
with her.
To give to. No,
just stop her on the street. And she's
no, I brought
one.
It for reference in case we would need it. Yes.
But that has all kinds of great information. And if you're looking for some of these things that we've talked about this morning with summer reading or even CurlCon, all kinds of great information. That is, it's colorful and easy to read.
She's holding it up so that you all can see it.
Ooh, look at
nice.
The color.
Ah.
We do jam all the events and all the programs at every single branch for like a 3-month period into each At Your Library. So it comes out 4 times a year. It's got 3 months worth of reference, and you can flip through. It's mostly sorted by age. So if you're looking for things for teens, there's a whole section with all of your teen events. It is very convenient. It takes a lot of work, but it's definitely worth
it. Whoever puts it together is brilliant, because it's very colorful.
Our graphics department does an amazing job.
And it's all
job.
Graphics. It's not. There's no writing to it. It's just it's all pictures and.
Well, we still proof it. I spend a lot of my time proofreading this thing every 3 months, actually, to make sure that all the information's correct and, of course, that we haven't misspelled anything.
Yeah.
Because we are a library, and frankly,
we need to set
a little embarrassing.
Example. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've got all the information in here and QR codes, so you can follow links to events really easily. So it's a fabulous reference. There is a digital version available online, but if you're in any of the branches, we've got them just about on every surface. Absolutely.
Yep. Pick one up, and as a family, they really will come in handy, especially if you're looking for things for your kids to do sometimes.
If it's
a slow day or there's not much going on, pull out At Your Library and you'll find something that's going on somewhere.
Let's see what's going on at the library today.
Exactly.
So that way you can also go to librarypoint.org and get all kinds of information too. Lee Criscullo and Sarah Smethurst from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, the Howell Branch, here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Librarypoint.org, the website at your library, is the publication that you can pick up around town or at the library. Sarah Smethurst is the Youth Services Librarian and Teen Specialist at the Howell Branch. And also from Howell, Lee Criscullo is the Adult Services Department Head at the library. So for at least a little while this morning, Not every smiling face will be at Howell until you can get there, although you're not too far away. So,
yeah, the smile can reach that far.
Yeah, exactly, because you two fill up a room with smiles. Friends of the Library membership drive. For anybody who has not been to the Friends of the Library, the little bookshops over on Lafayette Boulevard, I am addicted to it. I have stacks of books. I am told not to go there because I am always going there.
Who tells you not to go?
My family does. Oh, okay. I have things hidden in the closet.
You don't need that kind of toxic energy in your life.
Don't.
Just go.
I found recently that I had, and I do, I literally have them hidden in the back of the library, the back of the closet, that I had checked out this book on the Vietnam War three times. So I took two of them back. But it's Friends of the Library does so much for the library, and that store is just a jewel for this area.
Yes, and the Friends of the Library do a lot of other fundraising, other book sales at the other branch. You know, all the branches, all our book sales are run by the Friends of the Library. They do a lot of fundraising. They support our mission to inspire lifelong learning for everyone in the community. They help pay for things like the virtual author talks we've been having with the best-selling authors. They sponsor the Music on the Steps.
Mm-hmm. The cash prizes for just about every teen contest come from Friends of the Library. Mm-hmm. So yeah. We're able to actually give good prizes when you win things.
Yay.
Like the poetry contest or the teen art contest, things like that. That's all funded by Friends of the Library.
And April is membership month, so you get some special thank you gifts if you join up or renew during April.
Yep, I did mine just the other day.
A few days left of April.
Yeah, just a few days left. I got in under the buzzer, but just barely.
Oh, I need to go today then because
you can do it online. You can do it on their website.
Oh, okay. I don't have to go. Okay, all right. But no, it's Friends of the Library. They do so many things. By the way, before we and I don't know if they were tied to this or not, but congratulations to the library for providing the eclipse glasses.
Oh, eclipse glasses.
That was a really a nice thing. And I know for a long time while you had them, when people would be saying, I don't know where to get them, and you did have them for quite a long while.
Yes, and even when we ran out, we would tell people, we found other places that had them nearby, and we would tell people where to get them, like the Gary Melcher Studio or the Visitor Center, whatever place had just suddenly gotten, you know, a shipment of 50 more eclipse glasses. We would send people swarming over there.
Like, the state parks have them. Everybody to the state parks.
Everybody go. Go get them.
And I think it was at Salem Church where you had a little event, some activities that afternoon.
Yeah, I think they had some activities and crafts and things that you could do. And then, of course, you've got a bunch of people there that can pass their eclipse glasses around. So it was very helpful.
We were definitely sharing. I was actually at work at the Howell Branch when the eclipse was happening, and people were just out front in the parking lot, and we were all, like, passing our eclipse glasses around and staring up at the sun.
The other thing, if you don't know about it, and I don't know if it's every Friday, but the Friday online kind of lunchtime.
Oh, lunch and learn. Yeah.
Those are really – last week was the guy at Reclaim Arcade talked about the history of arcades that was fascinating.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. And there was – there's just been a number of them. The it was Gala from the – from the Fredericksburg Area Museum has done some.
Wonderful, yes, on the African-American women's history in Fredericksburg, Stafford, Spotsylvania, in the area. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, keep track of those programs at noon.
Yeah, those are
really
good. Yeah, started always, during COVID, I think. We were like trying to find a way to have programs without having anyone near us or us near them. So we started doing these lunch and learns on Fridays, and they have just continued and just so many different topics, just all over the map.
All kinds of cool things. And those are always on the library's Facebook page.
They're on the Facebook page.
All you have to do is just go to the Facebook page, and there it is happening. And or you can watch the recordings after,
which is what
I do. Yeah.
Yes.
They live there in perpetuity on Facebook, so you can always get to them.
So just another couple of years, because I a lot of times at noon on Friday, I don't think about it, but I'll see it then, you know, either later that day or you know, sometime that weekend. And always really good stuff.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning those.
Yeah, no, those are that was the one on the arcades last week was so good. That's why.
And we have one either that just happened or that will happen or is happening today about cosplay, about making cosplay things again, coming back around to CurlCon.
Yeah. So anyway, check that out. Librarypoint.org is the website. The lunch and learns are on the library's Facebook page. The Claudia Emerson Teen Poetry Night is what?
So the Claudia Emerson Teen Poetry Contest they've been doing for, it says here, 21st annual. So yeah, it has been quite a few years. And back when, so Claudia Emerson was a former Virginia Poet Laureate and a poetry professor at Mary Washington. She's actually one of my professors one semester.
Oh, really?
So I have very fond memories of Claudia Emerson, but she used to be one of the judges for this poetry contest. And then after she passed, I believe, is when they named it after her. But you would be surprised how many teens can write some pretty good poetry. So it's a really easy contest to enter. Mm-hmm. You basically just pop your poem into the form online. And there's, like I said, cash prizes thanks to Friends of the Library. So it's an easy contest to enter. I'm always, every teen that I see, I'm like, you're creative enough. Go write a poem. Go write a poem. Get some money for yourself. So yeah, the Teen Poetry Contest is happening. Those submissions were accepted April 1st to the 15th. So that is closed now. And then on May 7th is when they have like the Teen Poetry Night. So the winners get a chance to read their poems, and the judges are there. I think the judges are there.
And that's May 7th at the Fredericksburg branch, 6:30 to 7:30.
So it's like a little reception for all the winners, and they take their pictures, and yeah, it's fun.
No, it is. Between the poetry that they do that is quite well. Whenever at all ages, when you have art contests, it's always amazing to see that when it's
you can hung. See the teen art contest hanging up right now in the theater at Fredericksburg.
Yeah, I love the teen art.
I saw that the other
amazing,
day.
Amazing the talent and imagination that they've got.
And you look at it and you just think, you're teenagers?
Yeah,
wow.
Really.
I could never. I can't do that now. I certainly couldn't as a teenager. But you do see a lot, and that's another great kind of way you've been able to facilitate things, because you just look at some of this and who knows what student decides, you know, I might want to pursue something like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can get a start at the library.
Absolutely. It's a great creative outlet and a great chance to like have your art displayed in a public setting as well, which is not something you always get to do as a teenager, but it's a pretty good contest. We have a lot of good teen contests like that. We have the poetry and the art one, and then we also in the fall have the stop motion video contest.
Oh, I love that. That is
that
so
one is
cool.
Really fun. That one was one of those sort of like the trebuchet contest, which also happens in the fall. It's like a very uniquely curl thing in that it happened a long time ago because somebody was good at making trebuchets, and so then it became a contest, and it's very fun, so it's still happening. So yeah, the stop motion video contest, that
I don't know how they
October,
do that.
I don't
have the patience to do
I
that.
I also don't have the patience, and it shocks me every year that there are teenagers that do have the patience
to make a stop motion video.
When
I was a teenager, I would lock myself in my bedroom, and I had some stop motion animation going. I had a little Super 8 camera.
Oh, wow.
This was before the digital age. And I had it set up, and I couldn't let anyone in my room because they might, you know, touch something or move something accidentally, and that would ruin it. And it took me days and days and days, and I did one video of I had a lot of stuffed animals, and they were on shelves in my room, and I did one video of one of the teddy bears climbing down from the shelf and getting into some sort of mischief. And that took so long to make. And it was like, the whole thing was like maybe, you know, 10 seconds long, but it was cool. It was very cool.
Yeah.
And then I tried to do a claymation. And it was like this rock that grew wings and flew away. And it was very unconvincing, but but it was fun to try, you know, and see what all the issues are and everything.
Yeah.
And just move it a tiny little smidgen, take one little click, tiny smidgen, one little click. I don't know how they do it with digital now, but probably similar.
Yeah, frame by frame.
Yeah.
Lee, I can see why you're a librarian. I mean, you are just a very curious person on a lot of things. And you may be too, Sarah.
People have called me curious. Who's that curious person?
Yeah. Because you and I, Sarah, seem to be the same of where I would lose interest after a few minutes.
I'm just not that artistically gifted. And it always shocks me, you know, when I see what teens submit to these contests, or even just like, you know, teens that come and hang out at the library and they're like, oh, Miss Sarah, look at my sketchbook. And I'm like, you sketched this? I can do stick figures, and that's about it.
I love stick figures.
Why were we not surprised?
That is the pinnacle of my artistic success.
That is like the highest art form, stick figures.
But yeah, when you do it right, it can be very. It is.
Yes.
It is. Sarah, for you for working with teens, I mean, you obviously like working with teens, and I would just think that you, in so many ways, they would have questions or just at a time when you know you have a chance to really kind of guide them and help them on some things.
Yeah, I mean, the questions I get are always varied and sometimes extremely strange, but I try to answer them all seriously. Sometimes a lot of what I end up doing is referring kids to other sources and being like, oh, maybe you need to check out, this, or maybe you need to ask your school counselor about that. But in terms of like answering factual questions, there's a lot of weird stuff they want to know. We were talking about sharks the other day. I was at Gale Middle School for the very last meeting of the semester of Cafe Book, which is a book club that we do with the 7th and 8th graders at all the area schools. And we talked about sharks for like a good 20 minutes, just like shark facts that one kid knew and then shark facts that another kid knew and, you know, just
chatting
about sharks. A normal library thing to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Sure. But just all the questions that you two get. Mm-hmm. You know, you get at a library.
Yeah, it's really interesting because you do get really very, you know, an amazing variety of questions. And, you know, some of them are very serious. Like some of the ones we get, you know, the adult desk, you know, they're very serious to the person asking them. And you have to take them seriously and try and get them the information that they're looking for.
Do people still, because I used to do this all the time and haven't done it as much, but I would just go in the library and just wander around and look at books.
Oh, yes, all the time. There's always people wandering around the library looking at books.
Yeah, and just
that,
because
that
it was
is still a thing.
Yeah, okay, because I loved doing that.
Yes, come in and browse.
And you just look and you find a book and that you'd never heard of, or you just look at it. And I think that's why the Friends of the Library store has been, because not only I can just go and buy these things and take them home.
And own them.
I know. I try not to buy any books because, of course, they're all free and I'm surrounded by them all day, every day. But yeah, I'm a sucker for weird cookbooks. That's what I tend to get at the Friends of the Library sale. Mm. I like strange, niche cookbooks.
Have you seen the one about like how to microwave like baked goods?
Not baked goods. I have one that's like the original Radar Range microwave cookbook from like the very first microwave they put out, and they're like, you can make a whole turkey in this thing. Ooh. Which I hope nobody ever did, but yeah, it's a wild cookbook.
We are talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. One more break here, and we'll conclude this morning with Lee Criscolo and Sarah Smethurst with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning, Lee and Sarah here. And we have had just a great time. So before we get out of here, And especially since you brought a book along, Lee.
I did.
What are you reading?
Well, funny you should ask that, Ted. I brought this book along. This one I actually just finished. It's called Metropolis, and it's by B.A. Shapiro. And it is about some people who are living in a storage unit, you know, like those self-storage units, and the office manager, you know, takes a little extra money on the side and lets a few people actually live in the storage units. And there's a lawyer who has his office in one of the storage units.
Okay.
And somebody falls down the elevator shaft to an untimely, well, actually, they're not totally demised. But anyway, they fall down the elevator shaft. So it's kind of a mystery. It's about these different people who are living in the storage facility for different reasons and how they all intersect and everything. It's a really good book. I enjoyed it very much.
Is that your bookmark halfway through it?
Or no, I finished it.
It's just stuck
it.
I
just store things in books, you know, papers, sandwiches, whatever.
It looks as though it's a library book, too. So you didn't buy it. You read it, and now you're going to go and put it back on the
I'm going to return it, and the customer services department will put it back on the shelf.
My family would tell me, be like Lee. And do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, what are you reading these days?
I'm reading lots and lots of books.
I like that idea because I'm like reading like three at this present time. I read one for a while, then when it slows down, I go to another one, and then I'll go back.
See, I can't do that. I don't know how people do that. My brain is very much like, you started the book, you must finish the book.
Okay.
I only read like one at a time. But right
very,
now we're
very
in
judgy
like.
Judgy brain.
I guess so. I don't know. we're in the selection process for the next year's group of cafe books for that book club for 7th and 8th graders. So trying to read as many of them as possible before we get to like the actual book selection. So lots of very good books. Right now I'm reading Buzzing, which is a graphic novel. I had to look up the author, Samuel Satin. It's actually a juvenile graphic novel, and it's about a boy who has obsessive-compulsive disorder. And it's illustrated with all these like obsessive or compulsive thoughts are little bees that like buzz around the character's head, and the bees have like their own little intrusive thoughts and speech bubbles and things to say. And the way that the author illustrates like the anxiety and sort of overwhelmingness of all these little thoughts in these bees is just so cool. I don't know if it'll end up being an actual cafe book. I cannot confirm that until we do the voting, of course. But it's a contender, and it's a pretty good one.
I love the way graphic novels can do that. Like, y'all couldn't see this, but Sarah had actual, like, bees buzzing around her head as she was saying that with her hands.
Waving my hands.
Yeah, she was waving her hands, all these little bees, and I could just see it. And it's great the way, you know, graphic novels can depict emotional states and things like that with, you know, these really neat little drawings.
And I guess you have to, especially with teens and all, really keep up with what they're reading or what's out there.
Definitely, yes. Not only with what they're reading, but like their cultural references. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I also have the internet, so I'm in some of the same spaces that they're in. I'm on Instagram, and they're on Instagram, that kind of thing. So that helps a little bit. But yeah, just keeping up with the reading is something. And our cafe books are all published within the last like year or so. So they're all very recent, and they're all just meant to be like good, fun books that they're definitely not gonna get assigned in class. And the idea is to kind of promote that leisure reading.
Sarah Smethurst and Lee Criscola from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, librarypoint.org. Thank you both. This has been a lot of fun.
Sure
See you soon.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.